Blog Talk Radio.
All right, doggone it. It's time. Let's do this shit. You know, there's a lot going on with all of us. Oh, shit. You guys gotta excuse me. I forgot to put this shit on. Yeah, okay. I forgot to put this shit on. But, oh, wait a minute, man. God damn it. I gotta go turn this fucking TV down. All right, I'm going to start this shit off. All right, you guys. This is what I'm going to start off with. It's going to sound crazy, but it's not crazy. Because I be thinking about this shit sometime. I wonder what my name would be. I really do. I wonder what my fucking name would be if, let's say, if I turned out tomorrow or something. I don't know what I would choose. I mean, when I chose Rosebud, it was because, wait a minute, man. Dumb reviews. Rosebud, Uma, I guess it's I'ma slap you when I see you on Neighborhood Crip, cuz. You ain't gonna see me on there, bro. Any damn way. Well, if I turned out tomorrow, you know, with these names these motherfuckers be making up, wonder what would mine be? This damn thing is fading. I hope you guys getting to hear me like I want you to. What about this right here? Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, with all these goddamn names people have nowadays, they just make up names. And finding the unique one, like Rosebud, would be difficult. And I know it would. Because Rosebud means something. It meant something when I made it up. And throughout the time that I was in the game, I wanted it to stand for something. So, my point. I don't know. I don't, you know, think I would call myself Mr. So-and-so or King, whoever. I don't think I would call myself nothing like that. I don't even think I would call myself something magnificent. I don't know what I would call myself. I can't think of one. Matter of fact, mark this date down. June 26, 2021. Rosebud could not think of something. I didn't have the answer to that motherfucking question. Now, there must be a blue moon or something going on tonight, because I'm never, you know, out or don't know what to say. Matter of fact, let me have a drink. Maybe that'll help. Because, you know, I got to smoke and all that shit before my show, and I didn't do that today. But I've been wanting to bring this motherfucking audio of part two of American Pimp, and I got it. I fucking got it. I gotta organize it so it could be one file, because I got it in 12 files now. But once I get it organized, I'm going to start selling it. And I'm telling you, part two is here, though. Because it talks about me after I decided to, like, leave the game. Not that I am talking negatively about it, but, you know, after I left the game, I did a lot of shit. So I didn't want it in the book form. I didn't want you to get it in the book form, except for a lot of you guys did buy it. I really want you to get it in the audio form. Now, what I've been doing with my MP3s, you know, I've been getting a lot of people wanting to buy all my goddamn MP3s, all the fucking, all of them, 66. But the thing about that is, I don't really want to sell them to you like that, because you don't really know how to use them. And I'm thinking about only selling them to people that got the course. Because what good is it going to do you to have this stuff if you don't have two nuts? If you ain't got but one nut, you ain't going to use my shit. You know, I'm rambling right now because I'm thinking out loud as I go and as I'm talking to you and shit. See, the people I was working with had made it real hard for me to get my book, because after they didn't fulfill their, you know, part of the deal, I said, fuck, about wanting my shit back. And I had to get my attorneys on it. That's what took me so long to get this, but I do have it now. And, you know, people be asking me, what made you want to do this stuff? What made you want to write them books and all this? Man, they just ask me all the time, where did I get the idea to want to do this e-sale shit? And I'm going to be honest. I remember quite well, to tell you the truth, when I first started trying to do something on the internet, I wanted to be viable. I wanted to be, you know, internet, what do you call it? E-commerce. I wanted some e-commerce. So I actually got the idea from Boss Hogg. I'm sure you guys heard of him. Well, you might know him. But Boss Hogg gave about 15 years ago. He said I was crazy not to sell the shit that I was putting out. You know, and I started, you know, kind of doing a little shit. And then I got to getting interviews with several online motherfuckers. Dean, what's up, man? What'd you say?
I can't hear you on the show.
You can't fucking hear me.
I see you moving your mouth, but that's on my deaf motherfucker. I see you right now.
Yeah, man, but now why you ain't here? Ain't no motherfucker home here. The audio sounded better before you put on.
All you gotta do is go home, baby.
Hey, you know what, man? Fuck this. Hey, Dean, I'm not using your fucking shit.
It was working for your microphone.
Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, bud. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, bud. But, hey, buddy, you having problems with your audio, man. It's really whacked out.